The Mickey Miles Podcast is brought to you by MEI Travel and Mouse Fan Travel, who will handle your family vacation, reunion, honeymoon, corporate incentive trip, or getaway as if it were their own, bringing premium service and expert advice to help you get the most out of your vacation dollar. Visit them at MEI-travel.com or mousefantravel.com.
And by All-Star Vacation Homes, who are offering a last-minute Orlando vacation special. The special runs from September 22nd to December 19th, and you get a fifth night free when you stay for 4 nights. To take advantage of this special, call 1-866-385-5384. And for more information, you can visit them at allstarvacationhomes.com.
Hey, this is Lou Mangiello from WW Radio, and I love Mike Scopa and Michelle, and of course, the Mickey Miles Podcast.
This is the Mickey Miles Podcast. From 5K fun runs to full marathons, this is the podcast that helps you learn everything you need to know about running Disney races. Now, here are your hosts for the Mickey Miles Podcast, Michelle Scribner-McLean and Mike Scopa.
Welcome to episode 229 of the Mickey Miles Podcast. My name is Mike Scopa, and on this episode, we continue with our review of the Avengers Race Weekend, the inaugural Avengers Race Weekend that was held in Disneyland in mid-November. And we continue our discussion with Laura Gilbreth and Lee Zimmerman from AllEars.net and Eddie McCoy. And we're just about finished talking about the 5K, and now we're moving on to the inaugural Avengers Half Marathon. Enjoy. Okay, so let's move on to the half marathon Sunday. And this was, again, the inaugural Avengers half marathon race. And we did a preview show with Lee and Laura. We talked about the course and how it was different from the other half marathons, different from Tink, different from the Disneyland half marathon. So I'm going to start off with Lee and Laura. And I know, guys, that you had the course down pat and you knew exactly what the course was like. But now that you've run the course, I'd like you to talk a little bit about that and how you found it, what you thought was good, what you thought was maybe could have been better, and your overall impression of the course.
Well, so it was interesting because we're fairly used to the way they run you out around on the city streets and then into California Adventure and then all the way around Disneyland. And they completely turned that around and took us in earlier instead of taking us out on the city streets. But I would say my disappointment was the way they've laid the course out. They could have put at least another mile of running in California Adventure and Disneyland that they didn't. And so, you know, we've talked all the Disneyland races are nice because California Adventure and Disneyland are very close to each other and you get to run through some part of both of them. But then you go out and you run the city streets. And we'll talk a little bit later about all the nice things they do to make that interesting. But it just really hit me with this course for this race that there was an awful lot of great running room in the parks that they could have used that they didn't. And I'll echo what Eddie said about the 5K. One of the best parts about running at Disneyland and California Adventure is running around Paradise Pier and seeing World of Color running. And they didn't even take us to that part of the park and they didn't have it running. And that's one of the most awesome photo opportunities there are. And it's a great photo opportunity because it's so big that everybody who wants to take a picture can take a picture without getting in line. And so, like I said, I think the beginning of the course was a little bit disappointing. You still get to go through both parks, but it could have been a lot longer. And I think sharing with the 5K, there just weren't that many character stops. And so you had the same problem of all of the superheroes had really, really long lines, and it was kind of discouraging to get you actually to stop in a line. Anything you want to say about the beginning?
Well, I actually thought that as far as character opportunities, the non-Marvel characters, there were about what there normally is in a Disneyland race. So the number of characters was about the same, but yeah, the lines for the Marvel characters were just insanely long. Like Lee said, the issue with the very limited park time, that was the absolute worst part of this course. They could have done a much better job than they did, and I do not know why they decided to make the park time so limited. Normally, with the Disneyland half, you exit the park just before mile four, and this race, it was probably a quarter mile, 2 3/4 miles. That's it. We're out of the parks. We're done. So that was really disappointing. Now, the rest of the course, I actually enjoyed the opportunity to run through some different parts of Anaheim and some of the other cities. I'm not a fan of the industrial area that we run through for the regular Disneyland half, so I thought what we did for this one was much more interesting. And then I was really looking forward to the run on the Santa Ana Trail. And that was still a very interesting part of the run, but I'm sure we'll get to the weather conditions later.
Yes, so there was another unexpected character in this race.
Yes, Mother Nature.
With Wine and Dine, it was the rain, and with this one, it was the, would we call them? Santa Ana winds. So yes. Somebody told me, one of the Mickey Milers told me, I think it was Philip Craiglow, said that he looked it up, and the sustained winds were 25 to 30 miles an hour, and there were gusts up to 65 miles an hour.
I believe it.
Yeah, and if my science is accurate, it becomes a hurricane. Hurricane winds are 75 miles an hour, so at times only 10 miles an hour less than hurricane winds. So, Eddie, you want to go ahead and describe what that meant for you? I know the three of you were running together.
Let me just put it this way. If I was running really hard and you know, for a PR, I would be very, very frustrated with the run, because you're running at some points, you're running so, you know, where it's running into the wind is almost hard. It just kills you. And then there's other points when the wind's behind you that literally I got pushed forward to the point where if you're not paying attention, you could end up on your face. No, it's a typical thing with the wind. I mean, the wind is it's a tough monster no matter what if you're running, but it just makes for a long race longer.
What about you, Lee? What were your impressions?
Part of my impression was that I don't think I have as much memory of the course outside of the parks as I normally would, because half the time I was running with my head down or my eyes covered, you know, trying to keep from getting sandblasted and being distracted by the wind. So I think I actually liked the course that was outside of the park better than the Disneyland one, but I'll have to revisit it some year when I can see more of it. The other thing that was very entertaining is, not surprisingly, this was a race with a whole bunch of people in costumes. And so it was entertaining. Anybody who's seen Eddie's video from the half will see Laura trying to get strangled by the cape she was wearing as part of her costume. There was a lot of Lokis and other people that had, you know, kind of tall headgear on. That was all over the place. So it was kind of an entertaining race to be running in costume with that much wind. I have to say, one of the most entertaining parts of the whole race was just as we started kind of up the Santa Ana River flood control trail, we kind of went down on one of those underpasses we talked about in the preview show, and we're running up the far side of it, and all of a sudden the crowd in front of me starts parting. And there's like this 2-foot diameter tumbleweed being blown back along the trail at that point. And we checked with some of you who were further back who said, you ran into tumbleweeds too. You don't really think that's something you're going to see in the middle of suburban Orange County.
And there were some funny pictures posted on Facebook. So, Laura, what did it mean for you, the wind?
Well, it made for a tough race. Going into the wind, and I had times when those gusts came up that I felt like I was going to get blown off my feet. And
that's because you're so much smaller than Eddie.
Well,
and I.
But it was an issue. I think Michelle, you experienced the same thing.
Yeah, I did. At some points I was putting my foot down, you know, in mid stride, and my foot would just blow, blow off to the side. Yeah. So yeah,
I felt the same way, and it was unfortunate because other than the wind, it was absolutely ideal conditions for running. It was the low humidity and temperatures in the mid to upper 50s. I mean, it was absolutely a perfect day. Other than the wind. Yeah. And even with the wind, it was still a great day. And personally, I would take the wind we had over the rain we had for Wine and Dine any day.
Now, I did feel bad for Run Disney because almost all the mile markers were blown down. Half of them were destroyed. there was places along the course, like along the Santa Ana River Trail, where they had put, you know, flags with the Avengers on them and stuff like that for decoration, and those were blown over. So some of the decoration that they had tried to do outside of the parks to make the course a little more festive and interesting pretty much was obliterated by those Santa Ana winds.
Yeah, so for me, it meant that for the first 3 miles when it was still kind of dark, I had all sorts of things blowing into my contact lenses. And I was actually really happy when the sun came up and I could put my sunglasses on and put, you know, had my hat on. I noticed that, but I don't know, halfway in, I looked at my arm and I knew I was sweating a little bit. You couldn't really feel because of the wind, but my arm was covered with just a grit. It was just all over the place. I went to I came across some cups and I thought, oh my gosh, I missed a water stop. And I was telling everybody as we, because we were telling more stories after this race when we were in Disneyland, that the water stop was actually around the corner and about, I don't know, an eighth of a mile away, but the cups had all blown and there were people picking them up. The mile markers were down. It's at one point, I remember mile 12, cast member or somebody, a volunteer saying, this is mile 12, this is mile 12. And at the end of the race, it was really interesting. And again, I've told everybody on this podcast this story already, but I was getting my banana and right in front of me, an 8-foot table was picked up by the wind and knocked the lady in front of me right over onto the bananas. And we all took the table off of her and helped her up. She was limping. A Run Disney person came over to help her. You know, she wasn't seriously hurt, but it was pretty scary. And I know that they canceled the award ceremony and they were asking people at the end of the race to make their way out of the family meetup area. And Eddie, I think Anna was telling us that she was going to get her medal engraved and the whole tent blew away.
Yeah, she was in she was getting her medal engraved and the tent blew away. A couple of tents blew away. Yeah, that was startled her. And
well, the water stops were interesting in the second half of the race because, and I'm not sure how much was the cups kept blowing off the tables and how much the tables were blowing over. But eventually you ended up with the volunteers holding a bottle of Dasani water in one hand, cup of the other, and filling up a cup at a time and handing it to you rather than stacking cups up on tables.
Right, that's right. Now, there were some really cool things that happened in terms of characters on the, and Laura, you had mentioned this on the race preview on the Santa Ana Trail. Can you describe what was there?
Well, they had requested that cosplay type people come out and cheer. And as we're running down the Santa Ana Trail, you know, in the wind, because it was kind of blowing like, mostly in our faces at that point, all of a sudden we come along across this line of people dressed in costume, and there were Captain Americas and Spider-Man and Black Widows and I don't know.
Iron Man, Thor and
all these
Nick
really,
Fury.
Really great costumes. And those people were so enthusiastic and so supportive and high-fiving runners and posing. Of course, if you wanted a picture, they were absolutely thrilled to pose with you. But it was really great. And they was probably, what, I don't know, quarter mile, a couple tenths of a mile.
I was like 50 of them kind of spread out with a little bit of difference between them. So, yeah, it was probably almost a quarter mile of superheroes.
And so, and they were great. They were just
slapping everybody five as they went, as you went by.
Yeah, they were great.
And there was also another thing after we got out of the stadium, which was people dressed up as sort of, well, there were service people and people dressed up as service people from like the Captain America time.
Yeah, there were veterans. I mean, there were actual, I think, veterans. And in addition, there were the reenactors that were dressed in period uniforms from the 40s, 30s, 40s, and 50s. And they also had military vehicles. So I saw ambulances and other kinds of cars that were sitting out there, and they were the same thing. They were high-fiving everybody and cheering, and
that was really fun. That was great.
Yeah.
So I met somebody after the race a little bit later in the day who was part of that line, and he told me that he was wearing his grandfather's uniform from World War II, and his grandfather was a Native American code talker. He said, code talker. And I said, what's a code talker? And he said he spoke in his native tongue and passed codes during World War II, and that was his uniform. So I thought that was kind of neat.
That's fascinating.
So, Mike, what happened to you with the wind? We weren't running together.
Well, one of the things I wanted to mention to those who were not there, who may have run in the Disneyland half, is that when we were running along the Santa Ana River Trail, we were running with the riverbed to our right. And for those who have never seen it, think of a large riverbed without river.
Well, all you have to do is watch Grease, because isn't that where they filmed... Yeah. The drag racing scene?
L.A., Santa Ana, all of the rivers in Southern California have been turned into concrete-lined flood control channels that look pretty much the same, with bike paths and running paths along both sides of them.
Except that they're not concrete as much as I remember sand. And do you guys have any idea how long, what the distance from the course was for that trail? Did we run about a mile and a half on that trail?
No, closer to three.
Was it three?
Closer to three. So we got on at about six, and we got off at the stadium was at nine. It was just under three.
There you go.
We got on at about six and a half, and we got off of it,
before nine, yeah.
Because I remember, so if everybody listening can think about this, so you're running along the side of a riverbed, and the winds are coming in, and like Michelle said, maybe as much as 40, 50, or 60 miles an hour, and it's carrying the sand, and it's blowing from right to left. And I heard many times, many people saying, ow, ow, as the sand was hitting us. And I remember reading and hearing about how wind can do so much to a runner as far as accelerate the dehydration rate and sap your energy. So I said to myself, you know, the heck with time. I kind of walked as much as I could on that trail. There were a lot of people who were walking, so I couldn't run if I wanted to as much. So a lot of us walked that. And then that kind of helped me, because once I got to Angel Stadium, I felt fresh and I ran the rest of the way. But that particular stretch was just really something that I wonder how many people are going to say, oh, I really didn't like the course because of that. But I think as Laura said, the weather was perfect except for the wind. And if that wind was not there, this course would probably have been my favorite of the Disneyland courses.
Yeah, well, I it wouldn't be my favorite, but because I love Tinkerbell. Tinkerbell's really a great course. But that I think I agree with you otherwise, that this is a far better course than, at least outside the park, it's a far better course than the Disneyland half course.
We could just have some more park time. Now, yeah. Eddie, where was it that I know you and I talked about this, there were sprinklers.
No, it was on the Santa Ana. It was closer towards the end of the Santa Ana part of the trail. It was going off in the middle, and it was probably 200 yards, 300, I don't know, 400 yards away from the trail, but the wind was so strong it was misting us.
Yeah, and I remember looking at them ahead of me and thinking, those are so far away, I bet the water will never reach us. And it was, we were getting wet. I mean, it wasn't soaking wet. We were getting misty.
I mean, just to give you an indication how windy it was, I when I took a shower, I had so much stuff in my hair. I wear a visor, and I had rocks and sand in my hair. I mean, just so much stuff in my hair.
I'm glad it wasn't just me, because I couldn't figure out how I got so many rocks in my hair.
And I knew it. I should have known. I was heckling Lee about wearing sunglasses, and because he wore them for the whole race.
When it was dark,
he had his dark shades.
That's
I'm heckling.
Just because he's cool.
Yeah.
My costume.
But I have to admit, I wanted them on that trail because I was getting pelted in the eyes.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
And for a guy who doesn't eat many vegetables, I felt like a vegetarian at the end. but anyways,
what
that was.
What does that mean? I don't even know what that means.
I'm saying I ate a lot of natural resource.
Okay. All right. I'm glad I followed up.
I don't know where I was, but I got hit by something, by an industrial leaf or something.
Just to clear it up, Eddie, vegetarians don't eat gravel on a regular basis.
Oh, I didn't. I had plants. So I'm telling you, I had everything.
Speaking of plants, when I took a shower, off, tumbleweed fell out of my ear. Wow. Ear on my head,
Have we gone off the rails? Hey, so a couple more things while we're talking about, stuff we saw. We skipped over the fact that I thought, once again, the city of Anaheim and surrounds did a great job of turning out marching bands and lots of cheerleading groups again. Didn't have the dance groups we have a lot of the time, but there were some pretty long runs of cheerleaders. And I think Eddie and Laura and I were all pretty happy because at one point we were running along and there was a marching band that actually had figured out how to play the Avengers theme and was playing that. So that was pretty cool.
Yes.
And then it was different. We've talked in the past on other shows about how amazing it is to run through Angel Stadium when they have the 2,000, 3,000, 4,000 Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts in it. They didn't have all the Scouts in it this time, but they did have...
Because blew away.
It could be. But what was left was, I think, two different marching bands with drill teams and everything. It looked like one of them was on a break when Eddie, Laura, and I went through.
Well, I think they had flag wavers, and I think their flag wavers were
giving
out of commission.
Anyway, there was some music and entertainment, and they still had all the cameras so you could see yourself on the Jumbotron and that sort of thing. But it wasn't quite the uplifting experience you get with all the scouts in there clapping for you when you come.
I got to give credit to the volunteers who were there in and around the Angel Stadium, because the conditions in the parking lot were just unbelievable. The wind was blowing. I saw trash containers turned over. That was where, I think, Lee, you had mentioned that they were pouring one cup at a time, and those kids looked miserable, but they managed to put a smile on their face when they saw a runner, and they were encouraging everybody. So I think that, once again, we need to tip our hats to the volunteers. They just did an outstanding job.
So one thing that I want to mention, we have a few more things to mention. I know this podcast is running long. Lee, can you describe your understanding of why announcers kept on talking about Tony Stark and why we didn't mention the big green guy?
Yeah, well, so as we know, Disney has acquired Marvel, but Marvel had license agreements with other theme parks and other studios and things before that. So I'm pretty sure that even though they had pictures of the Hulk on a lot of stuff, they never actually talked about the Hulk and didn't have him in the park. Because there's a competing chain of theme parks that actually has a roller coaster called the Hulk. And then Iron Man was just, and this is sort of silly, but because it's within the context of sporting, and because Iron Man, as in the Iron Man triathlon, has a trademark, I guess, on that, they couldn't actually say the words Iron Man, so they kept talking about representatives of Stark Enterprises, which I thought was a pretty cute way to get around it.
Mm-hmm. And Mike, do you want to talk about how you got your Coast to Coast medal at the end?
So I finished the race, and as I got my Avengers medal, there was a cast member or two who saw my wristband and said, "Those who are going... who are receiving their coast-to-coast, go to the right." So I went to the right. There were not that many getting their coast-to-coast. Many of those coast-to-coasters had already gotten their medal with Disneyland and Tink earlier this year. So I was, pretty much alone, and I walked up to these two Run Disney people who were sitting on a chair, and they had two laptops. And I said, what do I need to do? And she said, just show us your bib. And I showed them my bib, and they said, "Okay, you're good." It didn't take long. It took maybe 10 seconds.
Didn't they call it up on a...
Brought it up on a database. I think they just punched in my number, and they wanted to see if, my ugly face was there, and it was. And so they said, "Okay, go get your Coast to Coast."
Now, Leon, Lara, you had a different experience than Wine and Dine when you got yours, right?
Right, Wine and Dine, because we had not gotten the memo that we were supposed to have our picture taken at the expo. So we showed up with just our wristbands and said, and they they pulled up our bib numbers and we had no photos to go with them. And we said, well, you know, we didn't know. Nobody told us we were supposed to do this. And they said, that's okay. You're fine. You have the wristband and you're good to go. This is a new program that we're just rolling out and testing at this point. So we didn't have any problem because we still had the wristband. And so they gave us our medal and we were fine.
Well, that's good. So let's just go around as we finish and to see if people would do this again. So why don't we start with you, Lee?
Absolutely. But then remember, I'm local and I like doing all these Disneyland races. And so, and I love Marvel characters and I assume it'll only be better next year and it won't be near hurricane force winds. So, yes, I'm in for next year again.
Okay. Eddie?
There is one thing about this race that you can do that you can't do in any of the other Disneyland races that I've done, and that is all the Christmas stuff was up.
That's what I was going to say, yes.
So, you know, you get to run through. And Disneyland, unlike Disney World, does a lot of decoration throughout the park, not just in the main entrance of the park. So that is something that's very cool. This race would be really one of my favorites if they would just add another mile, as Lauren Lee said. And at least have us run by like Small World because they have the lights up and it's just and you have the World of Color. If they could add that extra part time, I think you're looking at one of the better courses. And I definitely still favor the Tink course above this one. It's a good course. It's hard to give it a fair evaluation because of the wind, but I liked it. I liked it probably a little bit better than the half as far as course goes.
What about you, Laura?
Well, I'd definitely do it again. I agree with Eddie that you know, they need some more park time and that I'm really amazed that they didn't run us by Small World lit up because that would have been really a highlight. But that's the way it goes. You know, I would definitely do it again. And I think for a first year race, they actually didn't have a lot of first year glitches. The wind isn't something that you can do anything about, and I thought they handled things as well as you could under the circumstances.
Michael?
Pretty much echo what everybody said. I think that one of the things, Michelle, you and I talked about this a lot while we were there, is that there's a bonus when you go down to the Avengers race in November, and the bonus is the Haunted Mansion Holidays, the overlay of the Nightmare Before Christmas and the Haunted Mansion, the Christmas overlay at the at Small World, as Eddie said, and how everyone has said we should have run past that. It's just a bonus. It's like being at a Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party without having to pay the $67. I think that it's a bonus. It's a plus. It's added value to the race. Yes, it was windy, but I think that it would be fun to try to run it again. And so I think that I would definitely do it again. And again, it's the Christmas bonus that kind of really is the big carrot there. It's amazing.
And it's something that I didn't expect at all. I really wasn't even on my radar that the Christmas, it started November 13th. And the Small World overlay was just, I think you said it, Mike, how many times have we said we can't wait to go on Small World again? it was probably one of our favorite. And Haunted Mansion, we went on that and we were just, I kept on saying, oh my gosh, it was so, so fantastic. The race aside, the more I go to Disneyland, this is my third trip this year, the more I want to go back. It was just great. It's so nice to be there with people like Lee and Laura who know it so well. They introduced us to a really cool new place to have breakfast. We had some fun adventures with the McCoys too, and seeing the Mickey Milers. We didn't get a lot of park time. I really do enjoy running in California and going to California and doing this. So I would definitely do it again.
Yeah. And you know, the three people on this podcast, you know, made it much, much better than it would have been without them. I mean, I think that they add a lot to it too. So I want to thank you guys for making it such a fun trip for us.
We love having you.
And I feel the exact same way. It's a great place to go hang out with your good friends.
And there should be a special medal for people like Lee and Laura who and Eddie's wife Anna, who survived the Mother Nature events 2 weeks in a row. The acts of nature, the raining, being rained on, and then being blown all over the place.
Don't worry, I hear Marathon Weekend's gonna be the Frozen theme.
Oh no, don't say
Come
that.
Come on, Eddie, let it go.
Let it go. All right.
So for Eddie McCoy, for Lee Zimmerman, for Laura Gilbreth, for Michelle Scribner-McLean, this is Mike Scopa saying, we'll see you on the road.
The Mickey Miles podcast is brought to you by MEI Travel and Mouse Fan Travel, who will handle your family vacation, reunion, honeymoon, corporate incentive trip, or getaway as if it were their own, bringing premium service and expert advice to help you get the most out of your vacation dollar. Visit them at MEI-travel.com or mousefantravel.com.
And by All-Star Vacation Homes, who are offering a last-minute Orlando vacation special. This special runs from September 22nd to December 19th, and you would get a fifth night free when you stay for 4 nights. That's right. To take advantage of this special, call 1-866-385-5384. And for more information, you can visit them at allstarvacationhomes.com.
Thanks for joining us on today's episode of the Mickey Miles Podcast. The Mickey Miles Podcast is not affiliated with, authorized, or endorsed by, or in any way officially connected with Run Disney, the Walt Disney Company, Disney Enterprises, Inc., or any of their affiliates. We hope you enjoyed listening. Our discussion continues on Facebook at facebook.com/Mickey Miles Podcast, where you can give us your comments and feedback on the show. You can also follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/Mickey Miles Pod. And if you have any questions for us, you can send them to questions@MickeyMilesPodcast.com. We'll try to answer them as soon as possible. For all of us here at the Mickey Miles Podcast, this is Rick Gray saying until next time, thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the road.